KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 33 degrees in Atlantic at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today in a high near 44. In Western Iowa news, investigators in Nebraska are still looking into last weekend's hit-and-run crash that killed a young woman from Southwest Iowa. Lancaster County, Nebraska Sheriff Terry Wagner says they want to clarify what happened last Friday night near Waverly, Nebraska, when 19-year-old Mercedes Hart of Council Bluffs was struck and killed by a car.
The involved vehicle left the scene initially. We were able to locate that vehicle and driver. He has been interviewed and released. The investigation is continuing.
The accident happened near Shaker's Gentleman's Club northeast of Lincoln, Nebraska. The sheriff said the unidentified motorist hit Hart as she walked to her car on U.S. Highway 6 and then left the scene.
The driver didn't come back. The driver thought he had struck a deer. So we are, we're working to determine and verify his statements to us. So, no, he didn't come back to the scene. We located his vehicle at his residence.
Hart was a student at the University of Nebraska at Omaha and a member of UNO's track and field team. There was a track meet in Lincoln that weekend. Hart was a freshman majoring in business. Police in Council Bluffs late Wednesday morning arrested the mother of a 4-year-old male who suffered life-threatening injuries due to alleged abuse. 30-year-old Jacqueline Short of Council Bluffs was arrested on warrants for her involvement in the January 12th incident. The infant's father, 28-year-old Jack Williams of Council Bluffs, was initially arrested for his involvement in the incident. Both Williams and Short were being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail, charged with child endangerment resulting in serious injury and neglect or abandonment of a dependent person. The child remains in critical condition at Children's Hospital in Nebraska. Officers have been dispatched just before 2 a.m. on January 12th to the American Inn Motel on South 24th Street in Council Bluffs to assist rescue personnel. Responding units learned that a 4-month-old infant had stopped breathing, but his parents were able to resuscitate him. The child was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, and at the hospital, emergency staff observed injuries on the infant that were consistent with him being physically abused. The child's condition began to deteriorate, and he was then transferred to Children's Hospital in Omaha. Detectives from the Council Bluffs Police Criminal Investigation Division were notified and took over the investigation, as the result of which it was determined that the infant's father, Jack Williams, was the sole caretaker for the infant when the injuries occurred. Williams was arrested last Thursday afternoon. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a traffic stop early Wednesday morning in Oakland resulted in a woman being cited on drug and other charges. 18-year-old Haley Nicole Carson of Council Bluffs was stopped at around 2:45 a.m. on Highway 59 and Frank Kearney Road. She was cited for driving under suspension and possession of drug paraphernalia. And at around 2:10 a.m. Wednesday, 28-year-old Dylan Martins of Neola was arrested for OWI first offense in Pottawatomie County following a traffic stop at Railroad Highway and Magnolia Road. Also, 39-year-old Anthony Paul Joseph Leparco of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 9:45 p.m. Tuesday for domestic abuse, assault with intent, and criminal mischief in the third degree. Leparco was taken into custody after deputies were dispatched to a residence in the 14,000 block of Meadowbrook Lane for a domestic disturbance. After a neighbor heard a loud bang by yelling, the dispatch later reported a man identified as Leparco was attempting to break a car window. The 2003 Toyota Camry sustained about $1,000 damage. Leparco's 39-year-old girlfriend suffered apparent minor injuries and was bleeding from her head when she stopped at a neighbor's home. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday no injuries were reported following an accident that occurred around 7 a.m. Wednesday on Highway 25. 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Dallas of Greenfield was driving a 2006 Ford Mustang southbound near Creston, rounding a curve when, due to frost on the road, the car went out of control and into the east ditch where it hit a fence. Damage to the car amounted to $2,500, while the fence, owned by a man from Creston, sustained about $500 damage. There were no citations issued. A Creston convenience store reported to police Wednesday morning that sometime between 5 and 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, a customer had entered the Casey's General Store on East Town Line Road and left without paying for merchandise or gas that was pumped. The loss was estimated at $60. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening administered the oath of office to 3 current Atlantic police officers who have moved up in the ranks due to a retirement and promotion of Dave Erickson to chief of police. The oaths were administered to Sergeant Paul Wood, Officers Dustin Pekin and Devin Hogue during a regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council. Sergeant Paul Wood, who has served the city for almost 13 years, was promoted to lieutenant to fill a vacancy created by the retirement of Lieutenant John Parsons. Officer Dustin Pekin, who has served the city for nearly 10 years, was promoted to sergeant to fill the vacancy created by the promotion of Paul Wood. And Officer Devin Hogue was promoted to lieutenant to fill the vacancy created by the promotion of Dave Erickson to police chief. Hogue has been an Atlantic police officer for almost 6 years. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday held a public hearing on designating a 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area and on proposed urban renewal plan and projects related to the proposed elite octane ethanol plant project. During a brief hearing, there were no written or oral objections. Board Secretary and Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained all the proper procedures have been followed prior to the public hearing that would allow for the urban renewal area plan to be approved.
The notice of hearing was published. We have a copy of that. We have the ag land owner consent form, which is a requirement that if you do a plan that the persons who have ag land give their consent for this to be included in the urban renewal area. We have to have a consultation session with the schools, and we have had that at the early part of the month, and 1-3, and the official signed off on that. We have to have a joint agreement, since it's within 2 miles of the city, with the city of Atlantic, so that we can include it in the area. And we do have that. That was signed by the city on January 4th.
The board then closed the hearing and approved a resolution to declare necessity and establish an urban renewal area. They also held the first and second readings of Ordinance Number 35, which provided for the division of taxes levied on taxable property in the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area, and they approved the ordinance on the third and final reading. The board then set their meeting on January 31st as the date for approval of a development agreement with Elite Octane LLC, including tax increment payments in an amount not to exceed $8.5 million. In other business, the Board of Supervisors approved a 28E cooperative law enforcement agreement between the Cass County Sheriff's Office and the City of Griswold. The current four-year agreement was set to expire at the end of this June.
And the new agreement goes till 6/30/21, another 4 years. Until the end of the contract, the City of Griswold will pay $65,565 for each contract year, plus 3% per annum, which I take to mean it increases 3% each of the 3 years succeeding the current one that will be starting in July.
And the agreement is effective July 1st of this year through June 30th, 2021. And Cass County Conservation Department Director Micah Lee presented the board with his quarterly report. Lee said they had a lot of problems with illegal dumping along the T-Bone Trail off the Dunbar Road access and this past fall. And he says they took three or four pickup loads of furniture and trash bags to the Cass County landfill. Native high weeds, he said, provide the opportunity for people to try and hide their trash.
And it grows up along the road with weeds and then kind of get back in there around the corner and people can't see them, I think, is why it's so I don't know. And the problem, it's all like a prairie planting right along the edge, and that's what grows up so tall. So don't really want to kill it or mow it down because it does look nice when all the flowers are blooming. But it is what it is.
Lee said in the past they've gone through the trash to try and find evidence of where it came from, but the recent junk left behind hasn't provided much of a clue. When they do find evidence of who dumped the trash, the Sheriff Darby McLaren pays that person a visit. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.